BBC Sounds. Music, radio, podcasts.
Welcome, listeners, to just an everyday story about a couple of regular kids who get trapped in an alien spaceship.
It's not working. It's steering itself. No! Land! Land! It's speeding up. Speeding.
While down below, their hometown and everyone they know are being turned into zombies by the billionaire baddie Voom Buckstop.
Zombies! Get them all!
And that can't be good. Nope, not good at all. But you got to agree, it's a great way to start Season 3, Episode 1 of Once Upon a Time in Zombieville! The Generation Gap.
Clever, won't move. I can't steer it. Jamie, help me. It's steering itself. No, Dad, Mom. I can't leave them down there with the zombies. We've got to help them. Maybe something happened when the lightning hit us. We need to get out. It won't open. We're trapped. But where is it going? I mean, apart from... Up! Whoa! Jamie, we're in space. This is like the best, worst day of my life. This is amazing. But we need to get back and save everyone.
Yeah, but there's nothing we can do. We just have to sit back and go wherever it's taking us.
Well, I've got some crackers.
The Nessie toy Granny got me. We can't eat that. Candy bar and a bottle of water. That'll last us for one day. It takes 7 months to reach Earth's nearest planet.
Ugh! I don't want to hear that. All gloom and doom. Come on, Jamie. We've got to fight. Help me! Ugh! Come on, you stupid spaceship! Take us back! Take us back!
Don't hit the buttons!
I want to go home! Now! Oh, I might have...
Those lights... What?
Oh, my.
Outside, everything's disappeared. Stars, everything. It's all...
gray?
Yeah, Jamie. Where are we?
Nowhere?
Everywhere?
In between?
Whoa.
Jamie! There's a huge red sun and planets, and...
I can see it! A huge planet, like Jupiter!
We're flying so fast!
Where are we going? Can you see?
There's a planet. It looks like a cracked egg. There are lots of tiny lights on it. Like cities! It's an alien planet, Jamie! We're landing on an alien planet!
Let's hope they're pleased to see us.
It's like a big, flat desert with black sand down there. We're landing! Like, at the end of a road. And there's a pillar! A big, tall platform. We're landing on it! The roof's opening!
Hold your breath! Hold your breath!
The roof!
What?
What?
What? Jamie? What? If you're worried about breathing, I'm doing it right now. It's fine. Although, it smells funny.
Well, you know, it's an alien planet. We could be breathing anything.
Probably alien farts.
Yeah.
Whoa! There are big robot arms reaching up, and stairs coming up from the ground. Come on, Jamie! Grab your bag! Let's go!
These steps are stone. Black stone.
Look! Jamie! I'll be the first on an alien planet!
Hey, we can step down together.
No, it's okay. You can go first. A man was first on the moon. A Sam should be first here.
Ta-da! I now declare this planet Samanthea.
I wonder what it's really called.
Let's ask. Hello?
Don't shout!
Why not? Maybe saying nothing is the wrong thing to do. We don't want to surprise them.
I guess.
But this is an entirely new situation, so nobody's an expert.
Well, I was on this planet for, like, 2 seconds before you, so I'm the expert.
Well, Professor, what do we do now?
Whoa, Jamie, probably get out of the way. There are more machines coming.
Look, the spaceship. There's light.
Yeah, the hatches underneath have opened. The yellow zombie juice and the blue stuff is getting topped up by weird hoses that move like snakes. This is a filling station, a gas station that works by itself.
My dad was right. The zombie juice is some kind of fuel, or gas. This must be an alien garage. I reckon the spaceship's come home. Let's go meet the aliens that live here.
Yeah?
What choice do we have?
Jamie?
Yeah?
This is so weird. I'm not scared. It's like I'm dreaming.
What does it look like? Up ahead.
It's so hard to describe.
Well, let me help. Our two intrepid heroes stand at the end of a runway, shaped like a giant flat hairbrush with one bristle. And on that bristle sits their spaceship, being worked on with giant stone arms like a robot barber hiding underground. At the end of the runway is a vast, dark city, stacked so high into the sky, their burning bright windows are lost among the stars. On and on our heroes walk in the hot, still air, under the giant red sun that melts across the horizon. At last, they come to a giant black tower with enormous doors. Jamie and Sam push, and towering above our heroes are ghastly pale figures seated on giant thrones, who raise their fingers, large and dry as driftwood, and point at our heroes and say,
Hi.
We come in peace.
That depends.
Speak! Don't just stand there.
Mamelox, Negi Balit Beador.
The translator's working. I can tell by the...
What?
I said the translation staff is working now. Visitors! We've got visitors!
No way! These giant alien mega beings are really just ancient old space grannies and grandpops.
Visitors, yes.
Is it lunchtime yet?
Well, say something.
Hi, I'm Sam. And I'm Jamie, from Earth.
Oh, Earth. They're from Earth. Where's that again? What have you got for us, then? Anything nice?
I like soup.
Soup? Of the slaves brought soup?
Slaves? We're not slaves.
Oh, this again. Oh, you can't get this stuff.
Of course you're slaves. You're down there, aren't you?
What slave pit are you from again?
We're from planet Earth, from the solar system. We traveled here in your spaceship. It brought us here.
Yeah, and we need your help. Our parents are in danger. Everyone's in danger. Our planet could really do with your help.
Planet Earth! The planet Earth? The one with all that water and two moons?
One moon.
He crashed into one.
It was parked in the wrong place. Oh, yes, one moon. What are you doing here? We haven't seen you lot in years. Come forward. Let's have a good look at you. Humans. Two. One of each. Oh, the fun we used to have.
Ooh, we used to go to planet Earth lots. Had a lovely time.
The water. Nice beaches.
Peaches?
No, beaches. Planet Earth. They're from Earth.
Oh, they do a nice roast.
Excuse me.
Jamie, let's go.
I can hear you. That's when it all started. Talking amongst yourselves. mixing. We used to have a nice empire. Everything proper. Everyone in their right place. Then it was all human rights this, Martian rights that. And then the lizards moved in.
Green space lizards. Nasty, scaly types.
Oh, and their food. Disgusting.
Base lizards. Ruined the neighborhood. And you humans, ideas above your station.
Coming over here with their demands. We've got demands too, you know. Like, go home.
And lunch.
And slaves?
Yes, slaves. There's dusting needing done.
Hey, I'm not a slave. You don't get to decide what I am. Look, your spaceship brought us here. If you're not going to help us, could you at least answer some questions?
Don't make spaceships like that anymore.
No, modern rubbish nowadays.
You brought back one of the classic ones. Oh, they were the best. Back when we knew how to really make things.
We can still make lunch, though. Is it ready?
You humans with your questions. Still trouble. Thanks for bringing back the spaceship, but it's time you left.
Leave?
Yes, leave.
Please help us. The yellow stuff from the spaceship. This maniac Buckstop is trying to use it to control the whole planet.
It's still a really nice planet, mostly. If you help us save it, you could visit again?
Trying to control Earth, you say? Using our technology? Well, about time.
We're wasting our time here. Jamie, let's go.
We'll help you leave, all right.
We'll shoot you into the heart of our sun.
Hooray! Games!
Summon the dirks! You foolish humans. If you won't serve us in life, you'll entertain us before lunch.
Lunch! Hooray!
With a nice game of darts.
Jamie, run!
You're surrounded.
Sam, what are they? They look like really creepy gnomes.
Grab them.
No, no, no!
Yes, yes, yes! That's how we're ending this show. With our heroes surrounded on all sides by little space gnomes who are going to grab them and throw them into the heart of the sun. I want to see how that's going to happen. Are they going to ping them with a giant catapult? Or get a giant robot to throw them? Are Jamie and Sam going to pop like corn in the vacuum of space? Or freeze like popsicles? And who's keeping score? Or is it just important to take part? Join us for our exciting game of space darts next time in Once Upon a Time in Zombieville!